Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. Department of the Treasury this month designated Umar Siddiqui Kathio Asmarai, a senior al-Qaeda official, and Jamia Talim al-Quran al-Hadith Madrasa, also known as the Ganj Madrasa, a school in Peshawar that serves as a training center and facilitates funding for al-Qaeda, Lashkar-e-Taiba, and the Taliban. The U.S. Treasury Department designated the Ganj Madrasa in Peshawar, Pakistan, because it serves as a terrorist training center where students under the guise of religious studies have been radicalized to conduct terrorist and insurgent activities. It is controlled by designated al-Qaeda facilitator Fazil Atul Sheikh Abu Muhammad Amin al-Peshawari, also known as Sheikh Aminullah. Sheikh Aminullah himself was designated by both the United States and the United Nations in 2009 for providing material support to al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The activities of the Ganj Madrasa exemplify how terrorist groups such as al-Qaeda, Lashkar-e-Taiba, and the Taliban subvert seemingly legitimate institutions such as religious schools to divert charitable donations meant for education to support violent acts. This action does not generally target madrasas, which often play an essential role in improving literacy and providing humanitarian and developmental aid in many areas of the world, including Pakistan. Asmarai, an al-Qaeda leader in Pakistan's Sindh and Balochistan provinces, has been a significant financial facilitator for the group, moving hundreds of thousands of dollars in support of its leadership and operations. He has also acted as a courier for al-Qaeda's officials and has managed logistics for family members of senior al-Qaeda leadership, including Osama bin Laden. As a result of these designations, any assets these entities may have under U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are generally prohibited from doing business with them. Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence David S. Cohen said the Treasury Department's action strikes at the heart of the financial and logistical support network that abuses charitable donations and provides essential services for various terrorist groups, including al-Qaeda, Lashkar-e-Taiba, and the Taliban. These networks provide the fighters, training, and supplies for these terrorist groups to carry out their acts of violence against coalition forces and civilians alike. The U.S., said Undersecretary Cohen, will continue to work with our partners around the world to dismantle these terrorist networks, especially those that try to conceal their sinister activities behind critical community organizations like madrasas.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.